This is KUT. An Austin-based nonprofit wants to create more affordable housing for the city's workforce. As KUT's Saida Hassan reports, it's raising money to buy and preserve affordable apartments across the city.
It's called the Austin Housing Conservancy. Money raised through it will be used to buy and preserve affordable housing. David Steinwedel is president and CEO of Affordable Central Texas, the nonprofit behind the fund. He says the goal is to buy 1,000 units over the next year.
We're not going to say how much we have. I mean, our goal this year is to raise $30 to $50 million. We're not there yet, so we still have a lot of work to do.
But what does the Conservancy consider affordable? The properties will be income restricted, meaning you have to make below a certain salary to live there. Steinwedel says that income requirement will be based on median family income. In Austin, that ranges from about $48,000 to $97,000 a year for a family of four. The fund was created in conjunction with a similar effort proposed by Austin Mayor Steve Adler. While the mayor's plan has a broader focus, the Conservancy wants to help those who make too much to qualify for other affordable housing programs, people like nurses, teachers, and musicians.
There are programs that are out there that meet the needs of, you know, low and very low income. There's nothing there to meet the needs of people that are earning, you know, somewhat more, but are still feeling the stresses of affordability. So when we were looking at this with the mayor and his staff, we decided to focus on workforce.
And a private nonprofit has the leeway to do things the city can't. For example, Texas law doesn't allow for rent control, but the Conservancy's fundraising efforts will be used to limit the rate of rent increases to align them with Austin's wage growth. But there are other issues, like the city's notoriously slow permitting process, that could drive up costs. Jeffrey Tawawa is Vice President of Policy and Government Affairs at the Real Estate Council of Austin.
You know, one of the things we deal with a lot is just the sheer delays and the costs associated with the delays that ultimately then have a cost on the end consumer. And so, you know, there's going to be a tangible cost to those delays and they'll have to be absorbed somewhere. And so I think that'll definitely be a challenge for them.
At the statewide level, another nonprofit has been working for decades to house moderate and low-income Texans. David Dannenfelser is with the Texas State Affordable Housing Corporation. He thinks the Austin Housing Conservancy is investing at a crucial time.
Efforts to preserve what is affordable now, like the Austin Housing Conservancy, is a good idea because it captures value now and builds on the affordability down the line.
Dannenfelser says nonprofits like these are often able to weather changing market forces because they're focused on keeping things affordable in the long term, not earning fast profits. Saida Hassan, KUT News.